If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the Lord asking, "Whom shall I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am. Send me." Isaiah's encounter with God in the temple was so intimate that he was able to overhear God having a conversation. God was wondering who he could send as a messenger, and Isaiah immediately put up his hand and offered his services. Isaiah's response stands in marked contrast to others, such as Moses and Jeremiah, who offered God reasons why he had chosen the wrong person. Isaiah was willing, and God took him at his word. Willingness is a wonderful quality. When gifts were given for the building of the temple in Jerusalem, the people were incredibly generous. They gave 170 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 240 tons of silver, 610 tons of bronze, and 3,400 tons of iron. We read that the family leaders, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the generals and the captains of the army, and the king's administrative officers all gave willingly. The people rejoiced over the offerings, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy. Isaiah was willing to serve God, but that doesn't mean that life suddenly became easy for him. Far from it. He was given a desperately difficult task to perform. God assured him that people wouldn't want to hear his message. They would plug their ears and shut their eyes. Even this discouraging information didn't undermine Isaiah's willingness. He simply inquired of God how long this would go on, to which God replied that it would carry on until the land had been turned into a wasteland and the people had been carried off into exile. It was a tough message, but Isaiah's willingness was undiminished. Isaiah knew that the greatest thing he could ever do was to serve the living God. So let me ask you a question, the crunch question. Are you willing to do whatever God asks you to do? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to always be willing to serve you in whatever way you choose. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.